Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Lander here, Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. I want to welcome you to the program. We're going to talk about the highest holy day in the biblical calendar called Yom Kippur.
欢迎来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。我们将讨论圣经日历中最神圣的一天，叫做赎罪日。
Or the Day of Atonement. And many of you ask, like, why is this the highest holy day? Why is Yom Kippur the Day of Atonement? Why for Jews and those who are believers in Jesus, Christians, why is this day for those who walk and understand this? Why is this such a special day? Because it's about the blood of Jesus.Because the blood of the Lamb is the expunging agent of all sin.
你们中的许多人会问，为什么这一天是最神圣的一日呢？为什么这一天是赎罪日？为什么犹太人和基督徒行走在这个真理中，并能理解这一点呢？为什么这一天如此的特别？因为这是关于耶稣的宝血，因为羔羊的血能冲刷掉所有的罪。
And the reason it's the highest holy day is because when the blood of Jesus, so to say, was inside Jesus, the man of God, God incarnate for 33 years, when it was in him, it was most holy unto the Lord, but it was in him. But what happens is once it started to come out of him, then it became most holy or super holy unto the Lord is how it translates out in the Hebrew.
之所以这一天是最神圣的圣日，是因为神在耶稣里33年，对神来说这一天是最神圣的，因为神就在他的里面。所发生的是，一旦神从耶稣的身体出来，神就让他成为至圣的，这是希伯来语的翻译。
And so a lot of times people forget that the first shedding of blood came at the choice that Jesus made after the Passover dinner.So he's in the Passover dinner, he's in Jerusalem, he goes down the Kidron Valley, he goes up into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he takes a few of his disciples with him and said, listen, I need you to pray, this is going to be tough for what I'm getting ready to do.
很多时候人们忘记了耶稣第一次流血是他在逾越节晚餐之后所做的选择。耶稣当时参加了逾越节晚宴，他在耶路撒冷。当时他下了吉伦谷，上了科西马尼园，带着几个门徒说，我需要你们一起祷告，因为我准备要做的事情真的很难。
They, of course, they tarry, they fall asleep, and he is literally having, I think they call it a cerebral...abdema or something. Forgive me, I wasn't planning on this, but it's literally a medical, you can look it up for yourself. It's a medical condition to where actually you get so much stress that the blood vessels actually break in your forehead and in your head through the sweat glands and you actually sweat blood. I mean, it's for real. It's something that happens. And that's what was happening for him.
门徒们当时停留了，但是他们睡着了。耶稣当时背负了巨大的精神压力，从医学上来说，他的血管在前额头部通过汗腺破裂了。耶稣真的是又流血又流汗。我说的都是真的，因为这是真实发生在他身上的事情。
But the reason that I say that is that blood had never been shed that we know of, and because he asked his father, he said,If possible, please take this cup, this assignment of being crucified and dying at this torturous death. If possible, take this from me. But if not, let thy will be done, not mine.
我这么说的原因是，据我们所知，耶稣从来没有像那样流过血。他和天父说，父啊，如果你愿意，就把这杯拿走。这杯就是他在众人面前被折磨的处罚。处决。耶稣后来说，但不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
I can tell you for me personally, and you can go online, you can go to kurtlandry.com and you can see my messages. Anytime I preach at the Garden of Gethsemane, and I've been blessed to preach there many, many times. And actually I'm personal friends with Father Diego. He's the priest that's actually over that facility there.
对我个人来说，我有幸在科西马尼园布道过很多次。实际上，我和负责科西马尼园设施的一位祭司迪尔戈神父是私交的朋友。
And the private gardens and the private prayer places, precious man of God. And but anytime I go there and I pray, I'm always amazed of like no other place in Israel. where you really feel the price of the blood of Jesus. You would think you would receive it like at Golgotha, because you can go to the Garden Tomb and the beautiful facility there. And I believe that's the tomb where Jesus was buried and rose again on the third day.
任何时候我去克西马尼园祷告，我总是很惊讶，因为在以色列没有其他地方你能真正感受到耶稣血的代价。你可以去花园坟墓，那里的设施很漂亮，我相信耶稣当时就被埋在那里，并且第三天复活。
But when you're in that facility, you'll look off, you'll go in, and if you turn right, you can see Golgotha, the skull.
如果你向右转，你就可以看到耶稣的头骨。
I personally don't feel much there. I see it. But when you actually go in amongst those olive trees in the Garden of Gethsemane, you're sensing that shedding of blood in his mind where he said, Lord, I'm literally preparing myself. His precious blood, which is what we are celebrating, is the blood that Jesus at Yom Kippur, he became the scapegoat for us all. And so he's the expunger of sin. That's why it's most holy, because the bottom line in spiritual life is this: without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
当我看到花园坟墓的这个耶稣头骨的时候，我并没有太多的感受。但是当你走进科西玛尼园的橄榄树丛中，你会感受到说，当耶稣说：“主啊，我真的在准备自己的献上。”当时耶稣的脑中就仿佛在流血，这就是我们过赎罪日的原因，因为耶稣成了我们所有人的赎罪羊，他是冲刷罪的，这就是为什么他是最神圣的，因为属灵生活的底线是，如果没有流血，就没有神对罪的原谅。
And Yom Kippur is the biblical forerunner of what Jesus did. You know, they were celebrating this Old Testament, but he became the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
赎罪日就是耶稣所为我们做的，是赎罪的先驱。当大家在庆祝旧约时，耶稣成了神的羔羊，带走了世间所有人的罪。
So that's kind of a long explanation, but I wanted to share that with you because the key is your mind, it's interesting that the counterfeit of that is they came in and crowned him with thorns. And his head was, of course, bleeding then, but that was from wounds and affliction. And when the blood was shed through his will to say, Lord, let thy will be done, not mine, that was his free will to shed blood for the first time for you and I. And that's powerful. And so I really think that's why it's important for the body of Christ to understand Yom Kippur.
所以这是一个很长的解释，但我非常想要和你分享，当耶稣进来的时候，头上戴着荆棘，他的头当时还在流血，那是来自创伤和痛苦。当血通过他的意志流下来的时候，他跟神说，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。那是他第一次凭借着自由意志为你和我流血，那是非常强大的。所以我认为这就是为什么耶稣的肢体需要理解耶稣是赎罪的羔羊。
And that there is a scapegoat. And the fact is, we're a goat, so to say he's a goat, but he's the one that actually shed the blood, and he's the human being that paid the price for our sin. He didn't commit any sin, didn't commit our sin, but yet he paid the price to expunge by the blood, to erase the penalty of the death of the sin.
耶稣是赎罪的羔羊，他是一个为我们的罪付出了宝血的代价的赎罪的羊。他没有承认任何的罪，也没有承认我们的罪，但他却付出了血的代价，以他流的鲜血为整个种族冲刷了罪，这也就是因罪而死的惩罚。
The next thing is, I've already repented for my sin when I gave my life to Christ.Why is a lifestyle of repentance and the celebration of Yom Kippur, why should it be significant to me?
下一个问题是，当我把我的生命献给基督时，我已经向主主动承认了我的罪，我为什么还要过悔改的生活方式呢？赎罪日为什么对我来说很重要？
First of all, I'm not a theologian, okay? I'm much more of a rabbi in the true sense. Rabbi means like teacher or an Abba. And actually my mind, way my mind works is more like a Saba, which is, that's what my grandchildren call me, Saba. I'm much more of a grandfather type teacher that has a prophetic edge to it. So I'm going to share with you what it means to me.
首先，我不是神学家，我更像是真正意义上的拉比。拉比的意思就是老师。实际上，我的思维方式更像是撒巴，这就是我的孙子们有时候对我的称呼，更像是一个祖父类型的老师。这有一种先知性的意思，所以我要和你分享它对我的意义。
First of all, I know when I got radically saved in 1989 during these feasts. It was during the fall feast.And I know that, listen, Jesus literally showed up in the bathtub. You can read about it in my book, Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage. You can get that where all books are sold. But anyway, I know all my sins were forgiven that day in 1989. But I've had a lot of evil thoughts and I've made bad decisions 33, 34 years ago that...I need to be forgiven of. So I know Jesus forgave all my sins in the bathtub, but the scripture says that the Lord's mercies are new every morning and great is his faithfulness.
首先我知道当我在1989年被彻底拯救的时候也是在当时的秋天的节气期间我知道耶稣真的出现了就在我的浴缸里。你可以在我的书寻回被遗忘的根源中读到这个故事。我知道我所有的罪都在1989年的那一天被原谅了，但是在33、34年前，我曾经有很多邪恶的想法，我也做过错误的决定，我需要被原谅。所以我知道耶稣原谅了我在浴缸里的那一天所有的罪，但经上说，主的怜悯天天早晨都是新的，神的信实何其广大。
So to me, having a...lifestyle of forgiveness of sin is I don't like letting the sun go down on my sin or on my wrath. So if I'm upset with somebody or I'm offended, which offenses come, I will either say to Christy or to the Lord, Father God, I'm wrong. I shouldn't feel angry, upset. I shouldn't have had that lust, thatwanting that thing or this or that, whatever. It's all human nature, right? I'm not denying I don't have a soul, but when my soul steps over the line, even if it's just in thought, me personally, it's not legalistic for me. I just go to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me for those action, deeds, or thoughts, known or unknown.
所以对我来说，拥有悔改的生活方式很重要。我不喜欢在太阳落下之前，我的罪还在，或者我还在含怒。因此，如果我对某人感到沮丧，或者我被冒犯了，我会对我的妻子克里斯蒂或者神说：“父神，我错了，我不应该生气、心烦意乱，我不应该有这样那样的欲望，这也想要、那也想要的想法。”这些其实都是人之常情。我不可否认的是我是有灵魂的，但是当我的灵魂跨过这条线时，即使只是我个人的思想中存在着这些事情，但对我来说，虽然不是法律上的行为犯错，我还是要去找到神说，神啊，原谅我已知或未知的行为或思想。
And I apply the blood of Jesus, so I almost have like Yom Kippur every dayBut it doesn't mean that I don't celebrate Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is really for us in ministry. It's much more of a time where we take corporately, we take House of David, the congregation. We take Kurt Landry Ministries, which is an online congregation. And we bring my olive tree. We bring the whole One New Man Network.To the Lord, and we say, Lord, these are the tools and the channels and the streams that you've given us to bring your message of the one new man, which is one of the end time messages.
我几乎每天都过得像赎罪日一样，但这并不意味着我不过赎罪日，因为赎罪日真的是我们事工中很重要的一部分。更多的时候，我会带着大卫之家的会众、柯兰卓事工的会众。 这是一个在线的会众，我们会带上橄榄树，把整个合一新人的网路带到神面前。我们说，神啊，这些是你给我们的工具渠道，让我们把你关于一个新人的信息带给全世界，这是末日的信息之一。
To the whole world. And this is a time where at Yom Kippur, where the leadership and all the executives and those that work here in the ministry andthe volunteers, even in House of David, where we realize we can't do what we do.
在这个时代，赎罪日，所有的领导、行政人员和那些在这里工作的人，甚至是大卫之家的志愿者，我们意识到，如果没有罪的冲刷和耶稣宝血的救赎，我们就不能做我们所做的事情。
Without the expungement of sin, the gift and the redemption of the blood of Jesus.And so that's really kind of why we celebrate Yom Kippur, is to be able to honor the Lord with that. But your question, if I've been forgiven once, yes, but you've probably sinned again. I'm not saying you did, but if you're like most of us, you have. And so having a repentant lifestyle is a good lifestyle, because what you do is you keep the sin, so to say, you put the weed killer on it before it has a chance to multiply. If you see it sprouting up, you're spraying the weed killer on it before it gets like a dandelion head and spreads out to the world. So to me, as soon as I see it coming up through the crack of my life, I'll spray it with the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name, kind of kill it before it has any time to multiply.
这就是为什么我们过赎罪日，以此来荣耀主。你的问题呢？你已经被原谅过一次，但是你可能再犯罪。你和我们大多数人一样，你有悔改的生活方式，这样重复的生活方式其实是很好的。你所做的就好像是放了除草剂在上面，保持了现场。你让它在草在有机会繁殖之前涂上除草剂。比如，如果你看到它在发芽，在它像蒲公英头一样蔓延到全世界之前，除草剂就在它的上面。所以对我来说，一旦我看到它从我生命中的裂缝出现时，我会以耶稣的名义，用耶稣的宝血去传播，去撒在上面，必须让它在有时间繁殖之前杀死它。过赎罪日就是这样的意义。
What are the promised blessings of celebrating Yom Kippur? The biggest promised blessings of it is obedience is better than sacrifice. Do you have to celebrate Yom Kippur for salvation? Absolutely not. Do you have to celebrate it to be blessed? Absolutely not. But to me, the teaching that comes with all of that andunderstanding that we're not under the law anymore, but we're under grace, but the grace allows us to have the benefits of, let's say, keeping the law without keeping it. But the fact that we can go back and thank the Lord for the sacrifice that he made. I always go back personally to the Garden of Gethsemane. I go back to that place. I've had major visitations there. Our family has deep history there.Paul and Megan on a tour. That's where Paul actually proposed to Megan, was in the Garden of Gethsemane. We've had our strongest, by far, filming, teaching in that private garden there. So it's a very special place.
过赎罪日，神所应许给我们的祝福是什么呢？最大的祝福就是听命胜于献祭。你必须一定要过逾越节才能得救吗？绝对不是的。你一定要过逾越节才能被祝福吗？也不是的。但对我来说，过赎罪日随之而来的教导，并且明白我们不在律法之下，而是在恩典之下，是很重要的。恩典让我们有好处，比如说让我们遵循律法而不受限于律法。我们可以回去感谢神所做的牺牲。我总是自己亲自回到克西马尼园，我去过那里非常多次，我们家人也在那里有很深的历史。在一趟旅行中，我的女婿就是在那里向我的女儿求婚的。我们在花园那里进行过迄今为止最强的影片拍摄和教导，这是一个非常特别的地方。
And so for us to be able to thank the Lord for being the Lamb of God, being the scapegoat, being the one that expunged our sin, I think it's very much worth that.
所以我们要感谢主，他是神的羔羊，是为我们赎罪的羊，是冲刷我们罪的人。我认为这非常值得过赎罪日。
And your last question is, would you lead us in a prayer of repentance by applying the blood of Jesus? And I would absolutely be honored. I want to thank you for watching Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. And so I'm not just going to pray it so you can see what it looks like. Let's come in agreement right now. Okay?
你的最后一个问题是，拉比，你会用耶稣的宝血带领我们祷告悔改吗？当然，我非常欢迎你们收听我的教导系列，所以我不会只是祷告让你看看是什么样的，我想让你和我一起祷告并阿们。
Father God, I just enter your courts with thanksgiving. I say, Father God, our Father, who art in heaven, he's in heaven, sits at the right hand of the Father.Hallowed, separated, honored be thy name. Lord, I pray that thy kingdom come. Kingdom words, everything written in my book, let it come on earth in this earthen vessel, into the network, into my family, into my church, my synagogue, everything I'm involved in. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. Lord, your word says, Lord, that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of God.So, Lord, let my steps be ordered as it is in heaven.
天父，我带着感恩的心来到天上的法庭，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。主啊，我祷告求你的国降临，天国就是你在圣经中写的一切都要成就在地上，让它来吧，来到网络中，来到家庭、教会、犹太礼堂以及我参与的一切事工中，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就。神，你说义人的脚步是神所定立的，所以神啊，让我的脚步被你锁定，就像在天上一样有序。
Lord, give us this day our daily bread, which is provision of all, meaning food, health, finances, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Because when biblical prosperity is not about money, biblical prosperity is having more than enough of everything that you need, which I just said.
我们日用的饮食你赐给我们，这代表着食物、健康、财政、智慧、知识、理解的供应。因为圣经中的繁荣与金钱无关，而是我们所需要的一切神都供应给我们，让我们绰绰有余。
As what? As we forgive those daily who trespass against us, then we're forgiven. Lord, lead us not into temptation to believe anything else. Thank you, Lord. Take us off the path. Let the blood of Jesus remove the familiar sin, the familiar ways in our soul so that we don't go down that path anymore.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，就像我们原谅那些每天都冒犯我们的人一样，我们就被主原谅了。神，你不叫我们遇见试探，不被诱惑去相信任何其他的东西。你用耶稣的血带我们离开这条罪的路，并除去了我们灵魂中曾经熟悉的犯罪的气味，这样我们就不再会走上那条旧路。
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the authority.Forever and ever, amen. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus now and the cord of mercy to cover us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Thank you, Lord, that we are redeemed, and the word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Thank you for the expungement of sin. Thank you, Lord, for the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come with fire, that my house has been swept clean by the blood of the Lamb, and Lord, let...The nine gifts of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Fill me afresh this day in Yeshua's name.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，直到永永远远。主啊，我们因耶稣的血感谢你。现在在仁慈法庭上，用耶稣的宝血从头到脚覆盖我们。主啊，我们感谢你，我们被救赎了。感谢你。冲刷了我们的罪，感谢耶稣的血对我们的洁净。 圣灵，请你带着火来，我的房子被羔羊的血洗净了。主啊，让圣灵和圣灵的九种恩赐带着智慧、知识和理解在这一天充满我，更新我。奉主基督耶稣的名，神祝福你们平安。